Jacob is on the line from Alabama. There he is.
Nicely dressed.
Nice bow ties. Bow ties are cool.
Thank you.
What the hell is that you got there?
Oh, hi, yes. This is a ferret.
What is your question?
So, I make ferret videos at youtube.com/CPTJackFerret or...
Wait a minute, Jack you're Captain Jack Ferret? No spaces?
All right.
No spaces.
Yeah. Okay. That would be your youtube.com/CPTJACK.
Captain Jack Ferret.
RRET. Captain Jack Ferret. There it is.
Yeah, and there's my video saying thank you guys to 50 subscribers.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's part of my thing here.
Yeah.
My notes. So currently I'm sitting at around 50 subscribers, and I won't grow that. So... my question is, what advice would you guys give to someone like me trying to grow their ferret channel?
I got a ferret. Ozzy, chase rabbits.
That's actually funny because there's a story in China of... people giving steroids to ferrets and trying to sell them as what?
Shih tzus? No, come on. That's terrible.
Yes, that actually happened.
How many ferrets do you have?
I have two right now.
Oh, okay. Are they male?
Jack here.
Oh, jeez.
He's my bigger ferret. And he's my first ferret. He's actually where the name came from. His full name's Captain Jack Sparrow.
Right.
But I changed the YouTube name for clarification purposes because this thing is no sparrow.
It's really hard to... first of all, I think in some ways you did the right thing. You can't get much more narrow than a ferret channel.
Right.
But as it turns out, I did a YouTube search for ferrets, and there's 107,000 ferret videos on YouTube. This is not at all unpopular, apparently.
Right.
Who would have thunk it?
Well, if you look at one of my recent videos, you can actually play it. There's nothing in there that's copyrighted. If you look there, you'll see that these guys, even though they're looking calm right now, they are extremely playful and very curious.
So they're cute. People would like to. Let's see. This is your most recent video. Okay, yeah. I'll tell you one thing. Stop panning so much. Holy cow!
Yeah, that's a lot of jiggle on that camera.
Wait a minute. Is that a raccoon? What is that?
This is like a Bigfoot video.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I actually got a tripod set up.
Good.
Yesterday.
Oh, I've seen ferrets do this in the tube. Was that your video with the ferrets doing the tube chase?
This is my, probably not, because I just got into ferret videos recently.
Apparently that's a popular thing to do, is have ferrets chase them.
Yeah, ferrets are like extremely playful and curious kittens that never grow up and also like to steal all your things. So they make really good ferret videos.
They steal your things?
Oh, yeah, they're pack rats.
Yeah.
What do they do with them?
They take them to wherever their hiding spot currently is.
Wow.
You know, something else you might want to try is if you've got a camera that can either zoom out a little bit or put a wide-angle lens on it, you may actually find that it gets a little less nauseating for your audience to watch the video.
The new screensavers with 100 more angles.
You know, I think Captain... do we call you Captain Jack or no? That's the ferret.
You can call me Jacob. You can call him Jack, too, if you don't want to add the
Captain Jacob, I think you are a character.
Yes.
And I think we want to see more of you, too. That's the other thing is anybody can do videos of ferrets chasing each other around. I think you need to start making, I don't know, something different, something new, something creative, incorporating you into this. Maybe we're talking ferret puppet shows. Maybe you could have, I got an idea, ferret tea party.
There we go.
Can you get the ferrets to sit still in a chair?
They would probably jump off.
Yeah, I would put. Don't you think? But
you should be part of the video because there could be millions of ferret videos, but there's only one you,
Captain Jacob. So I agree with you. I think that's you're unique.
Yeah,
and I think you. That's one idea. I mean, really, it's hard. There are how many millions of videos on YouTube, and how many more hundreds of hours uploaded every second. Very hard to keep, become a YouTube star. And I think that's one thing that we see the YouTube stars, and we see people like PewDiePie reputedly making $7 million a year. Mm-hmm. But that's the very thin tip of the iceberg, and most people on YouTube just do it for fun. Now, do you want to make money on this, or you just want to get more followers?
Yes, I do. because ferrets can be sometimes expensive animals. So if I can brighten people's day and entertain them, because ferrets are quite frankly entertaining without me, that would be awesome, because they sometimes do happen to have some very serious medical costs.
Yeah, they can be expensive to have a ferret.
Mm-hmm. So
I would definitely, I think, better camera work.
Right.
Because nobody's going to watch a video that's moving all over the place. But I also think using your own personality, clearly you've got one. I mean, you've got some stuff. I would be interested in watching Jacob maybe talking about ferrets. You know, it's the same problem as getting your blog noticed.
You've got to get above the noise. You have to get above the noise somehow.
It's hard to do.
It's hard to do. And actually, something else that you could do that's really cheap is work on your SEO. Your titles right now are a little bit generic. If you, I mean, I hate to say it, but you got to go for the clickbait. You got to go for something that will look interesting. So it can't just be, I'm playing with my ferrets. It has to be, look at what this ferret does, or this ferret eats a watermelon. That's what brings people in.
You're awfully good looking. I think that you could have a whole, you know, fan base of young female ferret lovers.
And I hope so.
And I think that I don't know how big that number could be, but I think the sky's the limit. I do. I'm serious. I think there's an opportunity here. But I think you, here's what's Tim Street, who is a great video producer, one of the early guys in a video podcast. He did the French Maids video and things. What Tim told me is, the key to successful viral video is combining emotions, not just one emotion, not just humor, not just pathos, not just anger, not just surprise. The more you can combine in a single video, the more people laugh and cry and are surprised and delighted in various things, the better that video is going to do. So creating a viral video is not something you can do programmatically or automatically. Otherwise, people would do it all the time. It's kind of getting lightning in a bottle, but you can make your videos more appealing with, I would say, humor, right? Mm-hmm. What's bigger than humor? Nothing much bigger than humor. I mean, what's funnier than a priest holding a penguin in a hat? I mean, that's a joke. That's exactly a joke waiting to be told. A priest and a penguin walk into a bar. So, honestly, I personify the ferrets. I love what you've done so far with the Captain Jack ferret. That's great. Continue to personify them. Put them in fancy outfits. I don't know what it is. Maybe that's a dangerous thing. Ferrets.
The fancy tea party. I like the tea party.
I like the ferret tea party. I'm brainstorming. I'm blue skying here. But it is very hard to get that stuff to happen. But combine humor and other elements, other emotional elements. You want to make people feel. You want to make laughter is the easiest one. And I think you're a good looking fella. I think that there's a lot you could do with this. In fact, I think you're going to have, look at this guy. Aww. He's the Justin Bieber of ferrets. I really think.
Thank you.
I'm serious. I think you're going to go places, my friend. You could be, you know, the next, the ferret king.
You're like Justin Bieber, except I don't want to turn off your video.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So you're on the right track. People are now watching you. But the problem is, if I went to that page and I looked at those videos, I go, that's nice. Big deal. I want more from you. Put more into it.
Yes, sir. Before, a few things, though. I have to ask, am I the best dressed guest?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Done. Thank you.
And that's only because the pocket square matches the bow tie.
Yeah, this is the only bow tie that I have that has the matching pockets.
You may try a fez, though. I think a fez would go quite well with that.
I like his hair, though. He's got attractive hair. Look, he has a little plaid cap.
Oh, okay. Yes, that works, too. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Got it. Done.
I feel there's something here. I think we may be seeing a YouTube star in the making
right
now. Captain Jack Ferret. Thank you, Jacob.